Okay, B'si, after the Shmaya, we're up to our third shiur in Lush, and we're finally going to take all the different ideas that we've begun to see from the Gemara and see them through the prism of Halacha L'maisa. I have one addendum from last shiur in regards to matzah meal. It was providence that we don't discuss in too much detail. I wasn't sure what to discuss at all. And I photocopied it, for some reason it didn't come out as part of the booklet. So I'll just make a brief reference. I had left off with the Tzarech Iyun on the sheet of the Mishnah Berurah that said that by matzah meal you could do ma'at ma'at, particularly because the Mishnah Berurah at that point was quoting the Taz, was choshish for the sheet of Rambam. And according to the Rambam, ma'at ma'at only works by Kali. And according to Ram, Kali and Shasas are two entirely different categories. So I found an answer. The Mishnah Berurah is going in the footsteps of the Elia Rabba. I photocopied the Elia Rabba, just didn't come out. And the Elia Rabba learns that the Rambam holds it's a Kal V'chomer, that Shasas is more lenient than Kali. And therefore, the Elia Rabba says that if you're going to be Ma'at Ma'at is going to work by Kali, then it's going to work by Shasas. So my question was only assuming the way most understand the Rambam, that's two different ways. But Elia Rabba disagrees, and kind of read the Mishnah Berurah paskins that way. And in fact, the Chazon Ish, I did also find that the Chazon Ish, and Nun Ches Ches, the Farish disagrees with the Mishnah Berurah because of our Svara. In Nun Ches Ches, this is in your booklet, I have almost all the Chazon Ish's photocopied, where he says in the first column on page Pei Hei, Nun Ches Ches, so Chazon Ish says, "V'mashe kasa Mishnah Berurah lahatir lite mashke bekemach matzim ba'osem at mat ein heter mukhra de ein lomar kan she'ein darko el b'meruba." That you don't by matzah meal. Who says that the derech is only b'meruba? By kemach kali, there it's only b'meruba. So our hasaga I found in the Chazon Ish. But on the other hand, the Chazon Ish is disagreeing with the Elia Rabba, and the Mishnah Berurah is going with the Elia Rabba. Okay, that's the.
But the Mishnah Berurah kind of says in the Shartzion in Samach Hay.
Yes.
And he says that our like a Kalachomer from the like,
oh, he says the Kalachomer himself?
I mean, he says it's Lo Chamir because
Lo Chamir. Yes, that mod. Right. Okay. So that already, and he was clearly going Dik Fei Hayal Yarabba, so that works nicely. And so our Hasaga we found in the Chazon Ish. Okay. Nahara Nahara Upashte. So we now begin the last of the trio in regards to the Gemaras of different mixtures and the Shinuim that are involved, and we get to probably the most important, and that is the Gemara Kuf Mem Amud Aleph discusses Chardel that was mixed on Erev Shabbos with water, Chardel that wasn't mixed on Erev Shabbos, and we're just going to squeeze out the punchline of the Gemara, because that's unlike the previous Gemara in terms of Halacha. All that's needed is the punchline in the Gemara, and then immediately remind ourselves how the Rishonim that we already touched on apply this Gemara. The Gemara says, "Amar Marzutra, less Hilchasal Kachol Hanishmaitza El Kihade Itmar Chardel Shaloshim Erev Shabbos. If a Chardel was mixed on Erev Shabbos, the mustard was mixed on Erev Shabbos. The Machar Memachay Bein Biyad Bein Mikli. The next day you could mix whether with a hand or a utensil. For Nasan Lasal Chodvash Lo Yitroif El Ma'arev." So you don't mix it normally. Lo yitrof elam arev. You don't do the normal form of tiwuf. Okay. So this is the halacha in regards to chardel. Let's immediately jump to see how this is formulated in the Shulchan Aruch. Chardel shalosho me'erev Shabbos l'mafal yachol arvoy heim biad heim v'kli v'nasal sochad vash lo yitrof lo arvoy bekach. You shouldn't mix it firmly. Ela ma'arvo ma'at ma'at. Now here, ma'at ma'at is very unclear. And the Mishnah Berurah says that in the last words, in Sifkata Nunches, v'kan b'shachayim v'shum hu ha'idei trifa, da'haynu shemar v'koach, v'kan hu ma'arev b'nachas. That the mixing has to be done b'nachas, and once you do the mixing b'nachas, so then that is going to be an effective shinui for chardel. Okay, so chardel has this new shinui, and that is not to mix it in a firm manner. Famously, the Be'er Halacha and Dibra Maskel Yochel La'arvo has real difficulty with this halacha. And he says, in Dibra Masiyach L'Arvo, about three lines in, Ube'emes Sarach Iyun Gadol B'zeh, Heyech Hitiru Chazal, Etzem Agibul, Duvisar Doraisa, Ayidei Hashinu Hamuat, Dahainu She'en Toreach B'koach. Asks the Chavetz Chaim, really? This looks like Lisha, it smells like Lisha, it is, it's the substance that's subject to Lisha. The only thing that's not Lisha about it is that you're not mixing it strongly. So, is that mutter? Just because you're doing it in such a way? He says, Iser d'oraisa l'idei shinui mu'at, that he finds extremely, extremely difficult. And therefore, the Be'er Halacha says, quite an ukimta in the Mechaber. Says the Be'er Halacha on the next page, on page 300, V'lulei d'mistafina ha'vimina kipshuto, d'mayri sha'chardol nila shembo'od yom. He says a tremendous chiddush, that the chardol had already been mixed on Friday. V'chaim b'masha omar b'shachlayim sheshach gan. Mayri gam ken shenil shembo'od yom. Umasha macha ata b'shavis ein osa mais lisha klal, d'kfar nilosh, v'ein b'yapa micha lisha,
so the Mishnah Brura in Be'er Halacha suggests that over here you are mixing the chardol from taking it from a mixed substance and turning it into a blila raka, turning it into something close to a milkshake, or certainly raka ma'od, not just raka, but something almost nozel that we spoke about last time. So the Be'er Halacha is so stuck with how in the world could it be that such a shinui could work, that he says that it must be that this shinui cannot simply be matir the doraisa. He says you have to say that what we're talking about is something that was already lush. There are two other mahalchim in the Achronim, both that come out of Bnei Brak. One that came out of Bnei Brak as the Torah Bnei Brak is being built, and the next, that's extremely contemporary. The Chazon Ish in Nun Ches, Vav or Zayin. I'm just checking now whether it's Vav or Zayin. The Chazon Ish in Nun Ches, you should have it in your thing. The Chazon Ish says, I have the quote over here, let's see if I'll be able to find it. No, I can't find it right now on the page, but I do have the quote. The Chazon Ish's Lashon is, De'biruv lo chashiv lashon adin, ve'lo mishum shinui asinan Allah. It's not based on shinui, says the Chazon Ish. The heter over here is not based on shinui, but rather, if you do it in such a manner, it's not going to be considered lush at all. It's not considered lush at all. Yes, I found it. In the beginning of Nun Ches Dalet, about five lines in to Kufnen Ches Dalet, the Chazon Ish says that this is not a Maisa Lash. If you mix it in such a manner, it doesn't qualify as a Maisa Lash. And in such an instance, the Chazon Ish says that it's going to be Mutter. So according to the Chazon Ish, the answer to the Be'er Halacha's Kasha is yes, a Shinui that we're going to see shortly, a Shinui that's in a crisscross manner, that is enough to be Matir Lash entirely. Finally, the Chazon Ish's great nephew, do I have the lineage correct? I think his great nephew is Rabbi Yitzchak Shaul Kanievsky. I always joke, the most powerful man in all of Israel. It's Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky's youngest son. He's his youngest son. And he has the keys to Rehov Rashbam. And he is a Talmud Chacham who wrote two Svarim. He wrote a sefer on Lush, a whole sefer on Lush called Bar Gibel, and he wrote a sefer on Ohel called Ohel Arai. So it's in your booklet after the part that I'm quoting from, after the Aruch Chaim Tav Ayin Gimel, a couple pages after the Igros Moshe and the Chazon Ish. So in the Sefer Bar Gibel, in the Kitzur Halachos, in footnote number Chaf Tes, so there he suggests that Charedul itself is only an Iser D'Rabbanan, is not an Iser D'Oraisa. That Charedul itself is only an Iser D'Rabbanan. So he says, if that's so, if Charedul is only an Iser D'Rabbanan, so then in such a case, then the halacha would be that such a shinu would be mutter. If you take a look on three lines at the bottom of this first column on page Dalet in the Kitzur Halachos, he says, "Vatamni or Pashal Chordim Achav Hashum Hakotosh Nira Mamish Nalush Do Yeshal Harbe Tamtzis Meatzmo Afogav De Etzam or Risukan Ein Zenech Shav Lisha Do Ein Lisha Betamtz Lechusa Kedikas Vachazunish Mikol Mokol Meiyos Vezenira Kiisa Vino Rishon De Loi Tachin Chaim Min Atora." So he argues that the chardel, the way it's made, doesn't really need the hosafas hamayim to be over to create lisha, and therefore when you're the water that's added itself is not creating lisha min haTorah because it has a significant amount of moisture on its own, and therefore the heter of the crisscross is only in a heter on an iser derabanan and not an iser deraisa. So he's saying different than his great uncle, saying different than the Mishnah Brura. I'm less interested in terms of how he's mazvir chardel. I'm more interested in how what the yisod that comes out of what he's saying. The yisod that comes out of what he's saying is that enachanami, a crisscross is not going to be matir in iser deraisa, and it's, he agrees with the Chafetz Chaim and says differently than his great uncle, and he's ma'arich in regards to this point of chardel earlier in the sefer in simin chaf. Okay, so you have the classic problem, the Be'er Halacha, his solution, and two other solutions. Okay, with that in mind, we could then go to the final halacha of shachlayim. With all these building pieces in place, with chardel in place, and what we've learned previously in regards to Shasus and Kali, everything comes together when we talk about the case of Shachlayim in Sifte Zayim. Says the Mechaber, Shachlayim, Shadocha Me'er Shabbos, L'machar Nosen Yayim V'chametz. If you have something that's called Kress, that has been already mashed in Erev Shabbos, the next day you could put Yayin and Chometz inside, V'lo Yitrof Ela Ma'arev, the same thing. You can't be Toref, just be ma'arev. V'chein shum shadocha me'er Shabbos l'machar nosen pol grisin v'lo yitrof ela ma'arev. So again, we have all of these heterim of lo yitrof ela ma'arev. Now, what exactly is the definition of lo yitrof ela ma'arev? So over here, both Ramesha Feinstein and the Chazon Ish both agree that what it means is as follows. Let's first start with the Chazon Ish in Nun Ches Vav. So the Chazon Ish says, Shesi v'arev mutter, afilu kama pa'am k'mo shediku ha-beis Yosef ha-bach, v'ramam, d'ze she'eno misavev ha-tarvad, if you're not turning the spoon, chashev shinoi, then that by definition is considered shinoi. So, if you don't turn it around in a circle, but you do shesi va'arev, so then in such a case, that's going to be enough to qualify as not being toref b'koach. Now, interestingly, the Chazon Ish though says, wait a second, how precisely do you do this shesi va'arev? Do you do it as simply X's, constantly making X's, instead of turning? Or do you have to take the spoon out every time? So he continues in that Dibra Maskel, Shesli V'arev, Ve'efshar Ditzarach Lohotzi HaTarva B'chol Pan Bein Shesli V'arev, Din Lokein HaReyesh Kan Sivuv, Ve'efshar Dechozer Me'emtsu Iso. So the Chazon Ish says he's concerned that if you're going to be doing the X's, that resembles too much making the regular way you stir, and that is in a circular fashion. However, Moshe Feinstein is not concerned about that at all. Ramesha in his tshuva on the next page after the Chazon Ish is Ramesha in Oshei says Kasev Chazon Ish the efsher beheter shesi v'arav who dafke kishemotzi atarvod bein hashesi la'arev v'imloken ariyish kein sivuv. So the concern is, if you're simply doing X's, so then it already resembles circling as well, and therefore the Chazon Ish requires you to take out after every X. You have to take out after every X. So Ramesha says no. Hine vada adina imizar rak pam shesi upam orev yimuter aftalo hatsas atarvod aval Chazon Ish choshe shemel imizar milaslo salim. So Ramesha says, Chazon Ish never said that it's not called shesi orev if you do many X's. But if you think about it, you know, it's like, try to say a word very, very fast, two words very fast that'll trip you up. So the Chazon Ish is saying the same thing. If you're going to tell somebody to do an X quickly, eventually what's going to happen is they're going to go into a circular fashion. But if you do it slowly, so then the Chazon Ish says that it's not going to be, Ramosha claims, even the Chazon Ish would say, it's not a problem. Hence, the Minhag HaOlam is not to be machmir, to require to take out the spoon, but simply by making the X's, that's going to be enough. Okay, so that is in regards to the Shesi. Now, there is a shita of the Mordechi that the Rama quotes. The Rama continues, V'yesh omrim delo ya'arev bekaf ela biyad. There are some who say that you shouldn't mix with a spoon, but rather only with your hand. In other words, there are some who say that the shinui that's necessary needs to be a shinui with not using a utensil at all, only using your hand. What's the svara of the Mordechi? So again, using the Chazon Ish. So the Chazon Ish on Nun Ches, Tes, Ches, right at the end of Ches, right before Tes, on page Pei, he says, Ha de Mutter Biyad, Hainu Kisvara Shmuel de Machal Chamorim Hu. Aval Gibul Hu Yafe Biyad. He says, if you Megabel Biyad, if you mix with your hand, the Gibul comes out quite nicely. But what's the Svara? The Svara is that what do you mix with your hands? Animal food. You don't mix human food with your hands. So therefore, the Chazon Ish says, that's the svara of Gibul Biyad. And then he comes along, and he says, if that's so, so Rabosai, what do they do today in most salad bars? They put on gloves. People don't serve anymore with utensils, right? When they're putting food on your bagel, they put it with gloves. So Chazon Ish was mechavin to that. And the Chazon Ish says, and therefore putting on gloves would not be acceptable. Chazon Ish says that you have to do it like Michael Bayman. If Nira Fizesh Imlovish Gemi O Shivufer Shamatechas Al Tzbo Aser Kedin Taref Bikli. So he says that would be a problem. Kim Dumani, that most poskim, even though what the Chazon Ish is saying is very, very sharp, Kim Dumani, that most poskim are not choshesh for that position, and if a person does the shinui with a finger, the understanding is that the shinui is it's a lower quality of a tiruf, and therefore a glove would be allowed to be used. But that's the Chazon Ish's understanding of this chumrah of the Mardechi, that the Mardechi is telling us that it's got to reach a place of a gibul of Michael Behema, and with Michael Behema, people don't wear a glove. Okay, so we have this V'yesh Omrim that says not to be Ma'ar V'kaf Ela Biyad. We're going to see that there are times that we're choshish for this, and that there are times that we're not choshish for it. Let's continue on. Yes.
This chumrah of the Rama, this is an addition that you shouldn't be matarif, or it's just saying instead of this shinoy, instead of being matarif b'koach, rather doing a benachas, do it with the yad.
Correct. This, the
is it an addition that you need two shinoy?
No. In replacement of using the kli, use the yad.
So you could do it b'koach with your yad.
Correct. Oh, I'm sorry. You're asking, could you use the yad b'koach?
Because if not, then that's two shinuyim.
Right, right, right. Yeah, as far as I know, that there's no limitation of b'koach, as far as I know. Yeah. The shinui is in the yad itself. So the mechaber continues, and now the mechaber brings in shitas Rebbe. Now that we got through all the shinuim according to Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yehuda, there's a Yesh Omrim, which is based on the Balat Rumas, who says, the Yesh Omrim, ha deshari la'arev mashke b'chardel, dafke shenesanu mebeldiyom, avol b'shabes aser laseis mashke b'chardel b'shum aktushim mishum losh. This that we allow to be ma'arev b'mashke, in the manner of the shinui, that's only if the nesinas mayim was done on Erev Shabbos. So take a look at the Mishnah Brura. Sifkatan Samach Dalid says the Mishnah Brura. Koy gamal shechlayim v'shum lekemach v'koli v'atam desvilu du nesinas amashke guf hazel b'chad gibul shumachi dafke kishin esanu ben yom yom umpnei shal yidei zeh v'kvar mugbol al keimotu v'gam b'shabbos v'gam hosefod mashke ach shiyase b'shinui dehainu v'koli shigabal ma'at ma'at. With the kali, you would have to do mat mat. So here we have the shinui that's necessary, even according to Rebbe. According to Rebbe, if you're adding the water, then you're going to need to change the order that you normally do, as we saw already in Sif Yudalit, that there are times that changing the water, the order of how you put in the water is going to affect the halacha. Now, the Taz points out in Sif Katan Yud Beis that this chumrah of being choshesh both for the shita of Rebbe and the shita of Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda has limitations. In other words, if in the cases of difficulty we're not machmir for this shita of the Sefer HaTrumah being choshesh for Rebbe. Take a look inside in the Taz, Sif Katan Yud Beis, and the Taz constructs the following case. The Taz, towards the end, in Sif Katan Yud Beis, discusses someone who forgot. Let's say you forgot to do the Nesinas Mayim beforehand. He says, Nimtza, Mi Sheshachach Lishvoch, so if you forgot, then you have to do a double shinui in the Nesinas Mayim as well. He says, wait a second, there are people who make cucumber salad. And this cucumber salad is mixed with water. Shekorin ogros. Dak dak. Veshovchen acharzeh. Chomitz asochen. And they put vinegar inside. Ve'enos in shom shinui. So the Taz asks that there are people who mix. They mix it with the shinui. But the nesinas mayim they do regularly. Says the Taz. V'nira dekan loach miru kimo b'chrein. Kivan di efshe laso zeh be'er Shabbos. Therefore, you don't need the shinui of the nesinas mayim. If it's an instance where you can't do it, so then in such a case, you can't make the shinui, then there's room to be makel. That the Mishnah Brura quotes in Sif Katan Samaches. In Sif Katan Samaches, the Mishnah Brura brings down this heter. So, Rabosai, even though we follow both Shitas Rebbe and Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, and we're choshesh that l'chatchila you can't do Nesinas Mayim regular when it comes to creating Elisha. Nevertheless, b'di'eved, if it's difficult, there are times. Like, for example, the Taz's case was where it's going to affect the food itself, mi'ikr d'dina, we paskin like Shitas Rebbe. That's going to be enough. Pass like Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, not like Rebbe, and it's going to be enough to simply do the shinui on the gibul, and you don't need a shinui on the nesinas on the Nesinas Mayim. Okay, so that is the Taz's presentation about the question of how far the Yesh Omrim actually goes. Similarly, the Chazon Ish, in Simin Nun Ches, Divar Maskel Karshinin, also says something similar to the Taz. He also evokes the fact that there are times that we're not Choshesh for this Chumrah. The Chazon Ish is talking about little children. He says, when it comes to preparing for little children, so then in such a case as well, if it would be difficult to prepare for them before Shabbos, they needed something fresh. So the Chazon Ish says, the halacha is that it would be fine to do the Nesinas Mayim regular, as mentioned above. Okay, so this is the Taz who says that one could be makel b'di'evet. Yeah, there was Eli. You had your hand.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Yeah, just to understand. Like, would it be like a holy thing to not eat a kind of food that you have to pour water?
It's an interesting question. I hear your question. Let's see how the Mishnah Berurah presents it. Let's see in the. He says, five lines into Sifkat and Samaches. So he just says that l'chatchila one should do it in that order. So the Mishnah Berurah seems to be more nota l'chumra that you should do everything you can to try not to. But the Taz does say that where it affects the quality of the food, and you, I guess, responding to Ellie's question, where you need the food, so then in such a case, then it's going to be okay. All right.
You should avoid eating those foods, basically? The chatchila?
I think it might be, from the Mishnah Berurah, it sounds like it. From the Taz, it doesn't necessarily sound like you have to.
And why can't you just do a shina in the Seder Mishnah Berurah?
What's that? Why did the Taz...
The Taz doesn't hold us such a shina because we don't have such a thing as Mishnah Berurah? That's why he doesn't bring it?
The Taz says the minhaga olam is that people were makel. And he tries to understand why. So he says, since it wasn't possible, since the Taz is saying, ikar didina, we really passing like Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. So since we really passing like Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, all you need to do is just do a shino on the gibel. However, we're choshesh for shitas Rebbe. When are we choshesh for shitas Rebbe? Either where you forgot to do it, that's what the Taz says, or where it's possible to do it before Shabbos. But where it's not possible to do it before Shabbos, the Taz seems to say that it's okay.
But if you do a shina in the Seder Chatzomer,
right?
That should be even a chafila, not just for Shabbos.
Correct. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I'm sorry. Now I follow what you're saying. Yes, absolutely. That should be fine. Okay. Now, that's in regards to whether we're choshesh for Shitas Rebbe or we paskin like Shitas Rebbe. Continues the Ramah, and here there's a very big machlokas between that same Taz and the Magen Avraham how to read the Ramah, and this will finalize all of the different Shitos, starting from the Gemara, all through the poskim to every instance of Lisha. The Ramah says, V'im nasa na'ochal tchila, if you change the order, and you mix with your finger, shari, then that's permissible. It's considered a shinoi, like shesisa that we learned earlier. Now here, the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah follows suit, that these words, kemo b'shesisa, are critical, critical words. These words, kamo b'shesisa, means that just like we saw by shesisa, you need blila raka, so too, in these instances of the shachlayim, as well, you also need blila raka. V'chein nogin lahatir al yidei shinun. So let's take a look at the Mishnah Berurah that says that in Sivkat and Samach Vav. He says, when we call Malkom on the second line, Sarach shiyasa ashinu mevur ba'aga, dahainu shiyitin ha'ochal t'chil v'acha kacha mashka, v'chein kosu ha'achronu da'aga ma'iri dafka b'blila raka, v'lozeh siyem kimo b'shisisa. That's why the Ramah said kimo b'shisisa, because by shisisa we learned the blila has to be a blila raka. So what emerges is lahalacha. The Mishnah Berurah and the Ramah hold, as according to the Magen Avram, hold that in a case of where you have lisha, you're going to need to have three different conditions that you need to ask yourself to be matir lisha. Number one is whether the nesinas mayim, what is being done now, and then in most instances you have to change the order, with the exception of the case of the taz. That's number one. Number two is that needs to be blila raka, and number three is you need to do it crisscross. That's what comes out according to the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah, and that's how most poskim are choshesh lichatchila. We're going to see how this waters down halacha lemaisa, but this is the general construct. So we have all of these different halachas. The Shinur and the Nesinas Mayim, Blila Raka that we saw by Shesisa, and the Tiruf that we saw in Sifta Zayin, all of them come together in terms of the conditions that the Mishnah Berurah requires. The Trumas Hadeshen is the source of this Ramah. So if we take a look back in the Trumas Hadeshen that we had in last week's booklet, but I photocopied it again. So Trumas Hadeshen really tells us this idea that the Magen Avraham had said. And Rabosa, you see how it all emerges from the words of the Ramah, Kimo B'Shesisa. Since the Ramah says Kimo B'Shesisa, so there, just like B'Shesisa, it has to be B'Lila Raka. So concludes the Trumas Hadeshen in the end of Tshuva Nun Gimel, V'od Nira. Afilu b'blila raka tzarech achar kach la'ar b'kliyatzmo o be'etzbo, da'aliba d'man da'omar d'nesinas mayim l'choshev gibul, in kein lo mahani David shinui b'nesinas amayich l'tchila. The fact that you put it in another order is not going to help. Da'akati lo ovim l'loch atchi agaba u'ba'inan shinui b'gibul. So you need a shinui in the gibul. It needs to be blila raka, and you also have to be choshesh for shitas Rebbe lechatchila. So those are the three shinuim. Last time we alluded to what the pshat is, why you need three shinuim. Let's just understand why all these three shinuim are necessary. Number one, for the shinuim in the nesinas mayim, we're choshesh for the shita of Rebbe. Number two, even if something is blila raka, so even that makes it that it won't be subject to lisha min haTorah. But it resembles lisha. It's not nozel. It resembles lisha. It's raka. It's still a mixture. So since it's a mixture, midrabanan, you're not allowed to mix it. So the Trumas Hadeshen says mefurish at the end of this tshuva that according to the shita of Rebbe, the way in which the Gemara told us on Kuf Nun Vav, you do a shinui, is you do it raka and you do a shinui in the nesinas mayim. But according to Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, the shinui on the nesinas mayim is not significant, because that's not where the gibul takes place. Where does the gibul take place? Where does the lisha take place? It takes place when you mix it. So according to Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, the Trumas Hadeshen infers that Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda will also need a shinui when it is raka. When will you need a shinui? Then you're going to need a shinui in the way you mix it. Hence we combine what we saw by Shechlayim, that the way in which you take care of the lisha is by doing it by crisscross. You're still going to have to do that even when it's blila raka, because blila raka is going to be a din d'rabbanan. That's the omek of this shita, as we saw last time. Now we're just spelling it out a little bit more. Rav Eli pointed out to me that the Egle Tal develops this even more in brackets, Lamed, Sif Katan Dalid, where he contrasts it to the Shita of the Tur and others, but this is clearly the Shita of the Trumas Hadeshim. Nevertheless, Rabosai, what's helpful for some poskim who need to find a tzad lahakel is that the Taz does not seem to pass like this Trumas Hadeshim. The Taz quotes this Trumas Hadeshim, and he says, venerally, after he quotes the Trumas Hadeshim, a few lines up, this is again, Taz Sifkat and Yud Beis, a few lines up from the Taz that I had read earlier, the Eisen Shinaik and Heta Ade Shinu in Nasina Sa'ochel Shazachar Ha'ma, Sfir Lehalach Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, Okedeh Kamaisa, Shehema Rov, Dehainu Arif Aram Rosh Batur, Vuadin Farava Magid, Vesel Perches, Uminadin Ein Sarach Shinu Rak Mashem Arav Kach, El Rafka de Milsa, Matzrichim Ol Shinim Nasina Sa'ochel. Really, we pass like Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda? And he says, Me'ikr Dedino, all you have to do is not mix strongly. That's it. But we're Choshesh Freshitas Rebbe, who says that you have to change the order. Valkein lo hutzrichu kan bli lasa raka. But they don't need bli lasa raka. According to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, what we see from Shechlayim argues the Taz against the Trumas Hadeshen is that all you need to do is do a shinui in the mixing, and even if it would be ava, it would be mutter. And last week we saw that the Chazon Ish claimed that there isn't a Beferish Gemara that says that ava is going to be usur with a shinui. The Taz himself, though, concludes, ava lefia nir istayti nira diyesh lasas gam bli lasa raka. Maybe also you should do bli lasa raka. So even the Taz, who says that from the sugyas themselves, it would seem that you don't need all these, you don't need raka for when you're doing a shinui in the gibul. Nevertheless, he says avol nira diyesh. So the machlokis between the Magen Avraham and the Taz is whether this requirement is an added hider or it's meikar dedina of how the Rama paskin. The Taz did not read kamo b'shesisa like the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham understood Kimo b'shesisa saying that just like it comes to shesisa, it has to be raka, so too here. So the Taz does not understand it in that manner.
Why does the Taz then say that meaning he's just saying that the whole thing is that we're being machmir for the shita of Rebbe. Why is he add that according to his opinion you should also have
Raka? Maybe he wants to, it's not clear to me. The answer is that it's not clear to me. But by the way, the Mishnah Berura understood the Magen Avraham and Taz the way I did. If you take a look in Sifkatan Samach Vav in the Mishnah Berura, he says V'chein Kasva Achronim Da'ago Mayri Dafka Bli L'Raka. He says Hamagen Avram Vel Yarav Shar Achronim De'lo Kitaz, not like the Taz. And it's Mefurish earlier in the Taz. I didn't read. There's more Taz. If you take a look five lines into Sifkatan Yud Beis in the Taz, he says as follows: Ubitrumas Hadeshen. Even further. Right before he says Ubitrumas Hadeshen Kasav, about seven lines into the Taz, he says V'rama Hetik Hashinui L'Chud V'lo Zachar B'Lilaso Raka Dafka. The Ramad made no mention of B'Lilaso Raka. So the Taz himself, what I'm presenting is as follows. There's a machlokis between the Taz and Magen Avraham of how to understand the Shitas HaRama. The Magen Avraham said that the Rama requires also Raka. The Taz says the Rama didn't. He says, well, maybe you have to be Choshesh for the Trumas, maybe it's Kedai to be Choshesh for the Trumas Hadeshen. But in Shulchan Aruch, they were never Machmir for that. And so therefore, the Taz says, L'chatchila to be Choshesh. But otherwise, aside from L'chatchila, there is no there is no source. While the Magen Avraham is saying that that's going to be Me'ikur D'dina. So that is really two different understandings, and that's going to be a big nafkamina. In other words, could you say that according to the Mechaber and the Ramah, I hate to get a little ahead of ourselves, but to make things interesting, could you say that you're allowed to make, let's say, egg salad and tuna? Egg salad and tuna, is that blila raka? Absolutely not. There's no way you could justify egg salad and tuna as being blila raka. It's blila ava. I'm not saying it's aser. I'm just saying it's to say that. So now, would you be able to justify that according to Shulchan Aruch and Ramah, it's going to be mutter to do it blila ava? So we're at the Holy Grail now. So it all depends on what the Ramah means when the Ramah says kemo b'shesisa. What does the Ramah mean, kemo b'shesisa? So the Taz says that the Ramah never meant to say it needs to be blue rock. If the Taz held, the Ramah held that it needs to be blue rock, he would have said it. So that's the position of the Taz. Magen Avraham says he doesn't need to say it. He said shesisa was blue rock, so too this needs to be blue rock as well. Okay, so that is very, very important. And if you take a look in Shmirah Shabbos Kehilchasa, in Perek Ches Os Tes, in Shmirah Shabbos Kehilchasa, I'm reading from the old edition, and that's the photocopy you have as well. So that's how Rav Neuver Tzatzal presents it. He says, Blila Ava Asa L'Hachim B'Shabbos. It's actually quite clear. I highly recommend to follow along inside. He really crunches this very well. Blila ava asa l'hachem b'shabbos min haTorah. A thick mixture, it's prohibited to prepare. Avol gam blila raka asa l'china b'shabbos midrabanan. So blila ava is d'oraisa, blila raka is d'rabanan. V'tiru l'hachem blila raka. Boom. He says, v'tiru l'hachem blila raka. There were matir blila raka. Im yak b'las esboshnei shinuim. Aleph, yishana min haSeder. You should change the order. Beis Yishana Bofana Bechisha. To change how you're mixing it. By the way, how does the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa say how you should mix it? So we had the Ramah who said you need to do your finger. So do you need to do your finger? So Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa presents it this way. Klomer Sheyevachesh Betzlo. He says do it with your finger. Ol Al Yedei Nanu Akli. But if you really need to use a kli, then you do shesiva arev. So the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa gives you room, especially if we're talking about blila raka, because there's a lot of room to argue that when did the Ramah say that you need to use your finger, he wasn't talking about blila raka. If it's blila raka, then even the Ramah who told you to use your finger would be moda that you could use a kli. Hence, so the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, who's not looking for any leniencies over here, the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa says that you could use a kli if it's necessary. So if it's quite uncomfortable to use your finger, even with a glove, it's uncomfortable. The one could be makel, even if one is using a utensil, shesi va'arev. Ramesha Feinstein was asked, is it considered a shinui if you use a knife that you normally use to mix? You normally use a knife to mix. You normally use a fork to mix. Ramesha said, no problem. Even though you normally use that to mix, as long as you're doing crisscross, it's going to be okay. So hence Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa says that's in the same page that I had Ramosha's Chuvas in your booklet. So Ramesha says that would be acceptable as well. Okay, so that is how the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa codifies these halachas. However, as we saw, there are exceptions. There are instances, there was already holes that were put into the dam. A, we see that the Taz is makel, even by Blila Ava, according to the Ramah. And we also saw kulos in regards to the requirement of shinui of the order, that if it's Shas HaTchak, you don't need to do a shinui on the order. And let's see another couple of exceptions from the Mishnah Berurah, and then finally get to the most common applications in regards to Lisha. Yes, Fidel.
How does the Taz read Kimo B'Shisa in the Ramah?
He's saying that just like we saw by Shasisa, that there is a need to do the Shinui and the Nesinas Hamayim, so too over here. In other words, the Ramah had just gotten through saying, now it's a little dachuk, I agree it's dachuk, because you would have liked him to say the kamo b'shesisa after v'nosena ochel v'achkach chometz o'hayayin kamo b'shesisa, before he says v'arvel batzpo v'arvetzpo. So it's a little bit difficult, I agree. But l'chura, the kamo b'shesisa, means that by shesisa you need the shinui and the nesinas mayim, so too over here. But it's I agree, it's a little bit hard to understand kamo b'shesisa. I made that point to Rav Yosef, my chavrusa. I think that the Magen Avram is taka the pashto. Since this Magen Avram is so important, Rabosa, let's just concretize and see it inside. Says the Magen Avram, since you're asking, Sivkat and Chavdalid, Davashin and Kumab Shasisa, says the Magen Avram, Vidafka Baraka, Aval Ba'ava, Lo Moel Shinui, Truma Sadesh and Vibach, Vilachain, Kasu Ramok, Kimob Shasisa, Vigam Kasa Betzvo, Klomar Vilobikav. Okay, so that's the Magen Avram Shita. The Magen Avram Shita is quite clear. The Mishnah Berurah does give us a couple of exceptions of Shas HaDchak. Let's take a look at the exceptions in the Mishnah Berurah. In Sifkatan Samach Ches. So he says, Ukeshechal Pesach. That's why I started reading before. Now we're really up to it. In my edition, it's the first wide line in Mishnah Berurah on page 301. Ukeshechal Pesach B'Shabbos. If Pesach falls out on Shabbos, so then Ludeya Kamaisa Mutter Litan Amashka Shabbos will Yitraf Bekaf Elabetzba. So according to the first Shita, then you could put the water in regularly. Uludas Yeshom Gamze Osir Imlo Shiyasa Osa Gamkein Raka. So here, Rabosai, take a look at this. Take a look. What did the Mishnah Berurah say in regards to charoses? The Mishnah Berurah said you can make charoses. You can make charoses. According to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, you can make charoses regular. And what's the only thing that you're going to do? You'll be toreif be'etzba. According to Rabbi and the Sefer HaTrumas, then you have to change the order and you need to make it blila raka. Wait a second. According to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, you're saying that you can make regular charoses? Comes along the Sharet Zion in Pei Dalet, and he says, Va'aftu ava, uba ava machmer yeshom b'nei samashka. So says the Sharet Zion that there you only have to be machmer by ava, according to Rebbe, according to Yeshomrim, not according to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. So what's the pshat? So the pshat seems to be that we could be makel in cases of shas hadchak to even do ava with, like if you need charoses, as long as you do a shinui of the tiruf, according to Shitas Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. In other words, the Mishnah Berurah at times is willing to follow the lenient position of the Taz. And that's what he goes on and he says, Kasav HaTaz, in that Sharet Zion, Dibitznom, Mipnei Shiyev Shavasver Shabbos, Amchina Nadaya Kamaisa, Disvira Lahu, Delor Minasin Samashna Zed Gibula, Vetikul Gamken El Yerab Ladina. So he says that when it comes to Tznon, the Taz was Makel in terms of Nesin Asmayim, so too, he's insinuating that one could be makel as well in regards to charoses in if you keep it ava as long as there was no nesinas hamayim on Pesach, it's on Shabbos itself, then in such a case one could be makel. So Rabosa, here we have another instance where the Mishnah Berurah b'shas hadchak allows you to, or we have an instance, I should say, our first instance where the Mishnah Berurah is makel to allow you to do even ava with a shinui. I mentioned that the Chazon Ish also has that in regards to a child. In Nun Ches Ches, The Chazon Ish is also makel in regards to karshinin as well. In preparing for children, he says that there would be room to be makel. And if you take a look in the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa, he's also more makel in that regard. You know what, Taka? Let's take a look at the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa. Chof Hei. Excuse me. Ches Yud Aleph. Let's take a look. Ches Yud Aleph. B'shas HaTzorech. Tehainu. Kishiyev Shalitin Min HaMashka B'chomer HaYavesh Be'er Shabbos O Sheshokach LaHachin V'uzokuk LaMaychal. If you forgot to prepare and you need this food, Ravelli pointed out, maybe you don't need your cucumber salad, but you do need charoses, as the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa points out in Mem Aleph. O kishitzarch lachen ochel teri kigon b'shvil tinok, or you're preparing for a child. Oz yachenes ablila ala b'shabbos, then you're allowed to do blila ala b'shabbos v'yakbid l'shanos min asedim v'sin samashke v'gam ba'ofen abechisha. So we allow for two aterim. Number one is we allow for the Nesinas Hamayim to be done, number one. And number two is, and even though it's Blila Ava, we allow both for Nesinas Hamayim as well as for a mixture with a Shinui, despite the fact that it's Ava. So, by the way, this Heter, Vamevin Yavin, is entirely according to the Taz. The Magen Avraham, we don't have any semblance of this at all. So this is going to be combining the two Aterim of the Taz, and the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa is Machriya, like that lenient opinion. Why is it all of a sudden the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa such a Mekel? I think the reason why he's such a Mekel is because this was a new Chumra of the Trumas Hadeshin. It all starts from the Sugyas themselves. There's nowhere in the Sugya, as the Chazon Ish pointed out, that says that when you have Blila Ava, that it's going to be a problem to even do a shinui on the gibul. The Gemara said by the Chardol, that the Gemara we started with today, said that by Chardol, lo yarid bekoach. That's it. No mention about blila raka. It was only the Trumas Hadeshen that brought that in. So hence, this is a machlokas Taz Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham seems to be always machmir for the Trumas Hadeshen. The Taz opens up different holes in the dam, and that's what the great Shemir Shabbos Kehilchasa is machriya lekula. Now, I don't think that it's a coincidence that the Shemir Shabbos Kehilchasa was machriya lekula like these Tazes, in contrast to the Magen Avraham, when keeping in mind where Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach allowed for a tremendous leniency based on Minhag Yisrael. Now, we already saw that the Taz introduced leniencies based on Minhag Yisrael. Right? The Taz and Sifkat and Yudbei said that when it came to the cucumber salad, they were makel. So, 700 years later, a little less, excuse me, 550 years later or so, Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach deals with the same problem. And that problem is going to take us into our final application, is going to allow us to apply almost all of the Shilas of Lisha in a very, very practical way. So we're going to start with the problem. We're going to see how the poskim dealt with the problem. And then we're going to apply it to most instances of Lisha. If you take a look in Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa, Ches Chav Gimel. It's striking. Keep in mind what we saw in Ches Tests. You remember what we saw in Ches Tess? In Ches Tess we saw you need Blila Raka, you need a Shinoi in the Tiruf, and you need a Shinoi in the Sina Samayim. Three Shinois. And by the way, this is how they teach it, I would imagine, in most Halacha L'maisa Shiurim. If you're doing basic Halacha, this is how it's taught. However, there's almost like a Stira in Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa. It's not a Stira at all, but here, take a look. Ches, ostensibly, at first glance, it's a stira. Habal lahachin b'shabbos, beitzas k'tzitza. If you're coming to prepare eggs that are crushed and mixing it with oil, tavshil asu mibeitzim ubitzalim k'tzitza. I think it's called in Yiddish tzibalach. There's a famous dish that in Europe almost everybody ate on Friday night. It was a mixture of liver and eggs, which was mixed with oil. Now, liver and eggs, b'chura, that's blila avala mahadrin. So, ketzad yase. So, how are you supposed to do it? So, notice, Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa takes, deals with all the issues. Tochen, borer, says, yiklo besabetim v'shel samach l'su'uda, you peel the eggs, v'yiraskan, afilu b'shinu y'mazleg, yiklo besabetim y'chatem, samach l'su'udasa, I'm running through the other shilas, the tochen shilas, the borer shilas, that we've already discussed, v'chatichas k'dos k'sas v'arvim, and mix them! Mix them, that's it. Mix them, no problem. V'nogim l'hosif l'taruv as a shaman, v'ein choshishin. No problem, you could add oil to it. U'ma'arvim b'li ha'shinuim ha'miskar le'el, and you could do without a shinui. Wow! So if you take a look at the end of Ha'ara Pei Aleph, Reb Shlomo Zalman concludes, and he says, l'chein nira she'ein la'ar ala minit she'inoyeg gam eitzel harbe migdol ha'torah v'yira. The fact is that people for generations were able to prepare this without being concerned about the fact that it was Bula Ava, without being concerned about the Shinui in the Nesinas Hamayim, and without being concerned even about mixing it with a Shinui. Wow. Okay. Then the Shmir Shabbos Kilchus then says, Achtov Yase im Yishanim in Aseder Ubofen Abichisha. He says then, you know what, it's better to change the order and the way you mix it. But you're still going to get stuck because it's still Ava, right? But best to change the order and the way you mix it. Okay. So, what happened? For some reason, there were those who were Mekel. The Shmir Shabbos Kilchus is not willing to say that it's Aser because it was a Minig L'dore Doros. He then suggests to follow what we would call the Shitas HaTaz. He suggests to follow the Taz to do a change in the order in the Sinas Hamayim and the Ofen Abchisha. I'm pointing out that even though it's Ava, still, we saw that there are times that we're Mekel, like we saw by the Taz by Haroses, and the Mishnah Berurah himself, in case of need, was Matir. So he says, look, it's a Minhag Olam, but do it in this particular type of manner. However, not only that, the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa also quotes Reb Shlomo Zalman as having many other reasons, many other tzirufim of why you could be makel. So let's take a look at that in Ha'ara Pei Aleph, and he suggests each one of these tzirufim of or hatzdakos are big chidushim. I myself, in my smallness of learning, when learning the sugya, I would never have accepted any of these tzirufim, or most, or I should say some of the tzirufim, but let's take a look at they are. Aleph, he says in Ha'ara Pei Aleph, the ayin betila David, the kol etzorech os asu de karimat ma'at. Wow. That the tila of David says, if you're making just for one meal, then that's called ma'at ma'at. Now it's true, the tzibalach, there happens to be that they make, if you go to an old time European chassidish home, they make the tzibalach at the table itself. It's interesting. So that's also part of the minute. The husband generally makes it at the table itself. They prepare it at the table. So it might have very well been based on this Tehillah L'David that says that Ma'at Ma'at is going to be Motu Barabosai. We already discussed that it could be Ma'at Ma'at is only Heter by Kali. It's not by all other instances. That's A. B is to say that Ma'at Ma'at means La'osa Su'uda. We never saw that definition of Ma'at Ma'at. It's so foreign from the Chazon Ish's definition of Ma'at Ma'at that we saw, that you break off different pieces and make it into small, and you put it back into the bigger pot. But nevertheless, that is number one. Beis, another atzdaka, is that kol she'enu mefur kikemach lo shayach iser lisha. The iser lisha is only on those things that are so ground, like flour. But if you have something that is larger pieces, like an egg, it's not going to be subject to lisha. Okay, that's an interesting hat there, but that would depend on how small you make the egg. But if you're mixing the egg with large pieces, then I hear. If you're making it with smaller, then it's a little bit harder to hear. In Gimel, Shamati Me'agrashaz, this is already Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Zatzal speaking, D'yeshomer, Kivin Shirotzim Rakla Arvev, U'makbidem, Shlo Yisavu Mamish Guf Echad, Ein Zem Mamish Choshev Minatora Kablila Ava. If you just, you don't want, you're adding the oil not to create a new mixture. You're adding the oil for the taste. And you're not really making it one mixture. It's just that you enjoy the oil, the eggs, and the liver. So then in such a case, that would not be considered a full gush. And therefore, they quote from Shlomo Zalman, that sad to be makel as well. Okay, so this was the hatstaka of the European minute to make tzibalach, and it really, Ches Chav Gimel stands in total contrast to what we saw entirely. Interestingly, I just checked up, you got me to open the new edition of Shemir Shabbos Kilchasa, because I wanted to see these types of things. Usually, in the newer editions, it's more machmer, and I wasn't disappointed. There's one more line in the newest edition, where our line just said, it just says that it suggests to do the shinuyim, and then in the new edition it says, and better not to make it at all on Shabbos. Didn't say it was aser, it had all the kulas up until there, and then just adds, better not to do it at all on Shabbos. So what's the pshat, the better not to do all on Shabbos? Because that's the Magen Avraham. The Shemir Shabbos Kilchasa said the best that he, in the original edition, he was being matzdik, was only according to the Taz, but according to Magen Avraham, it's entirely aser. So, as we've gone, unfortunately, further and further away from Europe, so we'll end up being more and more machmir. In other words, is there people who didn't grow up with this? So then you and I didn't grow up with it, so it's not so important to us. It wasn't something we saw. But just to get I'm off topic. But just to get a sense of how deep it is, my mother, may she be well. My mother was born in Poland in 1939. That's a story in of itself. Why we're around today? It's miracles upon miracles. My mother was a baby when the war began. My mother always says to us, "I do exactly what I saw my mother do. Not one bit more machmir, not one more mimekel." So, and Taka, my uncle, I think, and my uncle made tzibalach. My father grew up in America, but my uncle also was born in Poland. My mother's older brother, and he made tzibalach. So if you would tell them that they can't do it, this is what they saw from the Holy Zaydis. They would never accept it. And could be the Holy Zaydis paskin like the Taz. Could be that they paskin like the Taz. Or they held like this Tila L'David, and maybe the custom to do it at the table was based on this idea of Ma'at, and so on. So that's how this shakes down in terms of that instance. Which now brings us to our modern foods. When it comes to our modern foods, so here, there are two approaches. If you take a look, let's talk about tuna and egg salad. Those are the big things. Could you make tuna and egg salad? How do you make tuna and egg salad on Shabbos? So,
by definition, lush isn't just two liquids. With the liquid and the solid.
Oh, very good, very good. So comes along, your Adi, your Mechavim, to Mayri V'Rabbi Rav Nevin Salad, which I think if you read carefully his Rebbe's Ha'aras, you'll see them in the Shemir Shabbos Kilchasa. So Mayri V'Rabbi Rav Nevin Salad in his Ha'aras said, this is a Talmud writing down what he said, he says as follows, Sarech Iyun Yishai Cholisha B'Dover Shein Nasa Dovik. What if the whole goal of the mayonnaise is not to serve as a binder, but the goal of the mayonnaise is to simply add taste? So first he brings down the heter of the tila l'david, and then he says, admor zal sover, that you have the heter mat mat, that tila l'david. And Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal wrote, "Shim rotzim rak la'arbev latam kigo mayonnaise v'lo lasos kush ein zelisha." That if you put it just in for taste, but the goal is not to create a mixture, so then in such a case that doesn't qualify as lisha at all. So according to Rav Nevinzal Shlita, there is room to argue that tuna and egg salad and so on is not lisha at all, And if you read carefully, the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, when quoting Rav Shlomo Zalman, was already mentioning that svar. Rav Nevenzahl is really taking an allusion, which you probably heard from Rav Shlomo Zalman, that the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa mentions. However, it's a little bit of a judgment call, right? In other words, tuna salad, egg salad, is it really that you're just adding it for the taste, or it also adds to the entire texture, and so on and so on and so forth? Einachanami, I think that if you wouldn't mash the tuna very, very much, and you would leave it in its larger pieces, and you would just have like large pieces with mayonnaise, then in such a case, then I think there's a lot of room to say that. The problem is that that's not how generally people make tuna salad. When make tuna salad, it really becomes a mixture. So that would really, it might very well, your ha'ara is very important, but the question is whether that you sowed is really true in regards to mayonnaise. Rav Nevenzahl didn't say in regards to, he just said mayonnaise in general. He didn't say, but pe male, that tuna salad is automatically mutter. So let's here see that in America, right off the bat, they were much more mako. Yes?
Yeah, I was wondering, I don't know if this is mukhraf, but if you would pour a hose on tuna salad, so all the mayonnaise would come off. And that might prove that it's not really a mixture.
Right.
It's never really
even if you make it a real mixture and you mash it well and you mix it really good, like a holy bagel.
Every piece of tuna has a little bit of mayonnaise on it, but there's never a combining of the two.
Right? Does that really happen? I don't know. In other words, I think it could be mechalik between the tuna that you make when you're rushing out your own and a holy bagel tuna. You know, that would be real. That would take a lot of hosing down to really differentiate between the mayonnaise and
it would work.
It would work eventually. In contrast, okay, it's really, I hear what you're saying. Yes, Mati.
And sorry, but is there ever a mixture that wouldn't fit that definition, though, of just doing it for taste?
Is there any example that would qualify? Could we give an example of that?
Right.
Yes. If you make, the way they made the tzibalach is they would just have this general ground egg and a little bit of liver, and they would throw in oil on top, and they wouldn't mix it very much. It would just be the whole thing. The only mixing was just to mix the eggs and the liver together, but not to create a new compound. That would be an example of where Shlomo Zalman would say that it's...
Salad dressing?
Salad dressing is going to be fine because of what we saw from the Be'er Halacha, in general, on most salads. Salad dressing on salad is going to be fine, because we saw that if it's already a prepared ochel and you're just adding something above, then that's just called tikkun ochel. But over here, it's hard to say that this is a tikkun ochel. Yes.
The Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, it's mekel because the minhag.
Yes.
So, you know, could it be that when they made it, they were holding like the taz that they were doing?
Yes. Yes.
There's no reason to be mekel without those shinim.
Correct. Correct.
The Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa is saying that you were going to be mekel even without the shinuim, even without the taz.
Right, because
it's better to do the taz. It could be that that whole minute was only machmas the taz.
No. I think the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa was saying that they saw people who weren't, that they didn't change the order. Exactly. That's what it seems. And as all the hatzdakos are starting from the fact that they didn't do any shinuim.
Right. If there arise that our grandparents didn't know halacha and...
Right, no, so it didn't say my great-grandmother.
No, that's how...
No, but it said the Gedolei Torah V'Yira.
Uh-huh, okay.
He said Gedolei, that was what he said. He said Gedolei Torah V'Yira. But doesn't take away the holiness of the simple Jews of that time as well. All right, so... Yeah, but for my mother, her grandma is Kachay Kadasha, aside from the fact that she was killed up Kiddush Hashem. But because my mother feels that she learned from her mother exactly how to be a Jew from her mother. By the way, my mother didn't have a college teacher. Her mother didn't have a college teacher. You know how my mother learned? It started when she was 7 or 8 years old. My mother told me that my grandmother used to tell her that we go every month on an exciting trip. And my mother would go with my grandmother, and she would give her a candy, and they would go somewhere. It was exciting. It was an exciting trip that they went for each other. And she knew that a Jewish mother, once a month, she goes for an exciting trip. It was everything was through osmosis. You know, the intellectual part of this is Chaim Soloveitchik's article about how halacha was learned once upon a time versus today. That's the emotional, what I'm giving you is the emotional manifestation of that. But everything in the chinuch was entirely different. And it's interesting because Dr. Graf is an intellectual giant, but he's bemoaning the fact that that was lost. In other words, doing things the way. So when we would come home from yeshiva and would say, tell our mother that this is, if she remembered that her mother did it one way, there's nothing to listen to. It's nothing. In other words, your rabbeim can tell you what you want, but I know that this is the mesorah. This is what we do. There's nothing to talk about. That there's no question that, as you pointed out, that could be distorted. In other words, you could think that your grandmother or grandfather did it this way, but really the details change, and we know in halacha once one detail changes, the entire halacha changes. But there is something that's really missing in our. So that's what, and that's what's going on. You see, Rav Shlomo Zalman very much lived that way, like my mother as well. And so therefore, if he knew that there were G'dolei Torah of the year that did it, there was no way he was going to let Rav Neuwirth write that was straight up Asa. There was no way. There's no way he could write it straight up Asa. So that's where we have this fascinating thing. Okay, now we have to create the minig of tuna fish and egg salad. So that does, let's see. Let's see what's, yeah, go ahead, Eliezer.
Could it be that if making tuna is permitted because you're changing the flavor, like now it's mother? Like, I was saying that if you're making it extra thin, so it really changes, makes it much like a nice one unit.
Right.
So it's not about the flavor as much anymore, it's about creating the texture.
Correct.
But once it's permitted for flavor, then you can say once it's mother, you can also make the texture different. It's not such a big deal.
You know, in other words, you're saying once Rav Shlomo Zalman taught us that the mayonnaise is there, that's added not to create a mixture, it's made for the taste. So then, even if you happen to make a mixture, al pi halacha, it's not a mixture because mayonnaise is always there for a taste.
Mainly for the flavor. Then you can also.
Do we say that la halacha? I don't know. We have to chesed whether we say that la halacha.
It definitely changes the texture, right? That's what I was finding out.
Adds flavor,
texture, to smooth, to
schmear. Right. So a fuch, that would be a reason to be machmir.
Right. The goal is for the flavor.
And what's the main purpose of it being there?
Right, is the flavor. Right. Yeah, but what are we going to say? We're going to say Lisha is mutter. It's mutter to knead. I'm not saying you're saying this, but we're going to say that it's mutter to knead dough on Shabbos because there are times that you add water.
If kneading was done just for flavor, perhaps. Is that what
he said?
Or when you made that,
I'm a super quote. Rav Shlomo Zalman saying, I'm not claiming that what you're saying is not what he's saying. Maybe let's go back. Let's see as much as we can. We know what Rav Nevinsal said, and let's just see how Rav Neuwirth quotes him again. Let's see again.
Like, are we looking to see if the texture doesn't change at all?
Let's take a look, Abdi. Let's see. I hear what you're saying. Let's read it together, and then you'll tell me what you think. Gimel. Shemati me'agrashaz, the kiman shirotzim rak la'arbeid, umakbidim shelo yishavu mamish kuf echad. Look how he says it, umakbidim, page pei gimel, footnote number pei aleph, owes gimel in the footnote. The kiman shirotzim rak la'arbeid, umakbidim shelo yishavu mamish kuf echad, ein zechashim min ator kubli la'ava. Yeah, in other words, they weren't. It wasn't in Makbidim that the G'dolei Torah of Yira never made it Mamish Gush Echad. So it's interesting. That's the difference between the way Rav Neuwirth presents it and the way Rav Nevinsal Shlita presents it. The way Rav Nevinsal Shlita says it, he says, "Sheim rotzim rak la'arbev l'tan k'go mayonnaise v'lo lasos gush." So that I don't think they're going as far as. It sounds like that you're interested only in the tam, and you're not interested in the gush. So if you're interested in the gush, then I think that would already be a problem. Okay, Rabosa, it's already 4:30. I realized also, Mir Sashem Monday, hopefully we'll be going to the Kotel together. So it means when we'll probably come back If we're leaving at 1, that means we get there at 1:30 or so, and davening takes about an hour. So that means we're probably going to come back already a little bit after 3. So the day will be staggered anyhow. So maybe what we'll do is we'll wrap up Lisha on Monday. So it's okay that we didn't get entirely yet to the tuna and egg salad. So we'll wrap up. We don't have that much more to do. But I have some more marmakomas for you. I'll give you more marmakomas for Monday. But Mirtz Hashem on Monday, we'll wrap up with the tuna salad, egg salad, and see other hashlachos. And Mirtz Hashem, we're going to the probably the most common set of halachos in all of Hilchos Shabbos, outside of Muktzah. And that Muktzah, I think, is the most common shaila that's asked in all of Hilchos Shabbos. But we're going to Mirtz Hashem begin Shehiya, Hachzara, and Bishul, the big stuff. Mirtz Hashem, we'll be starting that on the Tuesday Seder. Mirtz Hashem. Okay. I want to hear feedback from you guys in terms of this idea about the chabura. Whether you want to have a chabura, it doesn't have to be all of you. Whoever's interested in having a chabura that meets at night, it could be that other you're already very very busy. But I'd be interested in meeting as a chabura. In other words, outside of the halacha shir, where we take turns saying chabura on the topic b'iyun. Two possibilities are three possibilities. One is to do something together at 6 on Thursdays. Another possibility is to do something on Thursday night, something around 9:10-ish. In other words, we do Shalom Bayis and Chinuch. I haven't started that yet because of scheduling with Torah Shrag and other things. I'm hoping Mirtz Hashem to do that. So we could do that afterwards. And it was like a mishmar type of thing, to have a limud, to handle the limud and mishmar. And the last option was that in Mirtz Hashem, we could start in January having halacha shir.